What is up, everyone? This is Press X to Start Podcast, Season 3, Episode 24.
Yeah, I have nothing for that.
You have nothing for that?
No.
Well, I have something for that. We are here today to bring you the latest gaming news, impressions, and all things surrounding video games. What's up to all the people who went to San Diego Comic-Con? We are not there. We are on the other side of the U.S., watching you guys have a lot of fun.
Stalking.
From a minority perspective.
I am Sean MF Ross.
Hey, what the MF stand for?
Magic Floozy.
Magic Floozy.
Yeah.
It's fucking fire. And I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. There is no Did You Know, because I am currently playing DJ.
The half Jamaican.
The half Jamaican.
Because this is another island episode straight from Jamaica.
Hey.
Portmore. Guys, I'm going to say. Bullet.
Played by Scarlett Johansson.
Played by Brad Pitt, the last Jamaican.
Everything Iry.
He was in a fucking movie playing a Jamaican, wasn't he?
Yeah, that shit was ridiculous.
His accent was on point.
Oh man, there's a video that was talking about like the different accents, the different Caribbean accents, or no, the different Jamaican accents.
Was that with Shaggy?
Yes, yeah. You saw that?
All of it was fucking terrible. Yeah. But he made a point. Like I said, they can't really talk real patois.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're going to be like in a damn movie, unless right. They're going to have subtitles. And then you're going to piss off Jamaican people like, yo, why the fuck you have subtitles?
Hey, right? I can understand this shit.
Hold up your blood clot ears, boy.
Oh, shit. All right. So this is a two-man cast like we did before. So prepare your ears because we about to penetrate them.
Wow.
I mean, with consent, of course. With consent.
Press play is when you press play to start. Right, that's implied consent. Whatever. What are you playing, DJ?
What have I been playing? Well, I think I've said it a couple times on the last podcast, but yeah. I've been playing this little game called Dragon's Dogma.
Bullshit.
And I am continually having fun with that game. I can't even tell you how far I am in that game story-wise, because story is just...
I thought you beat it once already.
I did beat it once already. So... I know what's happening, but I just can't remember exactly how much I have left to like, fight this dragon.
You beat it. What's the point of going through it again with your pawn?
Because... Oh, so...
Does anything change other than you just playing as a new character?
The simple answer is no. Nothing changes. But isn't that life, though? You wake up every day...
War never changes. Yeah, sure.
Doing the same thing over and over again.
No, my life is an adventure, guy.
Fuck it. I was white yesterday. So what you been playing?
Damn, did I even play Borderlands 2? I feel like... No, you know what?
Oh,
you know what? I was trying to finish Kingdom Hearts this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And this game seems to go on forever and forever. DJ, we were having a discussion yesterday. Yes. He's like, yeah, I'm at the very, very last part. I'm like, what part are you at? He's like, yeah, I'm at this part with the... What did you say?
Where I fought the giant Heartless Army or whatever.
And I'm like, nah, it seems like that's the last part. Nah, you got another 3, 4, 5 hours to go.
Shit. That blew my mind a little bit, because I definitely thought, oh, yeah, I'm at the world before the last world. So, I'm at the end of the game.
Nah, bro.
No, apparently not.
Nah. It seems like you're walking into a last final boss battle type shit. Nah.
Here's more worlds you got to figure out. Ah, shit.
So, I'm trying to get through that.
Yeah,
man. I'm struggling.
Okay,
it's hard. Okay. I think I touched Borderlands 2, but barely.
Barely.
Yeah, okay. I'm guessing it's easier if you have like people helping you.
Yeah,
but I'm doing it primarily solo.
Yeah, that was always the sticking point for me for Borderlands when I was playing it way back when. Is like I played a majority of that game cooperatively.
Do you know if like the difficulty scales up?
Ooh, I can't even tell you. I don't even remember. I just don't remember having that much fun playing that game solo.
Okay.
Each their own chopsticks.
Well, I have my party settings to open so anybody could join in, but yeah. I guess...
It's an old game.
I don't know how the matchmaking is. Like, that is one thing I give Anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately. Really? Yeah, like, they'll just pair you up with any fucking body at any time. So, like, I don't know.
There's your one, Anthem. You got it from an unlikely source.
And then you?
So, actually, these last two games, we both played. So
separately, but equal.
Separately, yes, but equal.
Dr. Mario,
Dr.
mobile.
Dr. Mario. So, I have never played a Dr. Mario game before.
I played it in passing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no real super frame of reference. I was right. more of a Puyo Puyo slash Dr. Robotnik's Mean Mean Machine kind of guy.
Okay, okay.
So I played the shit out of that back
then. So Dr. Robotnik's Mean Mean Machine,
That's Puyo Pop for the U.S. market back in the 90s.
Okay.
Because we're not ready for weird shit.
Yeah.
Weird Japanese shit back in the 90s.
Right, that's true. Some would say we're still not ready.
I mean, we'll get to tentacle,
or,
you know.
Panties and vending machines?
Do we want that? Do we want that? You know what? What do they actually use that for? What is the point?
I think the proper description has not been translated from Japanese.
There's no words in our right. language for that shit. Well, how did you like Dr. Mario?
So it was interesting because, for one, I played through the tutorial, and apparently I was supposed to read some words, and I didn't read. Fuck, whatever.
Typical DJ fashion.
You know, I have to stick to my brand, right?
My brand!
So, I was playing the game, but I was just frustrated because I had no idea what the hell was going on. None of the blocks were dropping down. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the pill, like, once half of it pops, you can move the other half.
Yeah.
And Trine was just yelling at me, like, you can move the other half. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So, now, you see how she probably feels when she's playing PlayStation with you. And you're like, you can fucking.
Right.
You can rotate them as they're falling as well or floating
up. Yeah, that I knew.
Yeah, I didn't.
That I knew. But, like, now that I actually understand how the game works, it's a fine game.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Apparently there's been a lot of talk about how
the monetization of it.
Yeah. How it's kind of grubby. But I mean, the idea is that if you are good at the game,
yeah,
every level that you beat, you get another life back. Right. So you can continuously playing. You just got to be good at the game.
Yeah.
So get
good. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm indifferent okay. because I don't have any real affection towards the game.
Yeah.
So it's not going to like keep me up at night.
They have to make money ultimately, so whatever. They're not forcing you to play it.
Right.
And we played Blood and Truth, the PSVR demo.
Yes. Yes.
You played it first multiple times.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
So, overall, I think this game is really well done. The demo didn't really give you too much of the story.
Yeah.
So I played the demo 3 times. At the end of the 3 times, I knew the person who I was saving more than I knew my own character's name. I had to actually look up my own character's name. So you play as Ryan Marks, the most traditional white bread name ever. And he's like a special military agent guy that got caught up. And at the beginning of the demo, like you're in this warehouse.
Yeah. I picked up the fucking flyer or whatever, the clipboard, and flung that shit immediately. Get this shit out of my face. I want to wreck some shit. Let me flip this fucking table. Right? It wouldn't let me grab the table to flip it, though. I was mad.
So, yeah, when you start the game, you get a clipboard with your guy's face on it and, like, text that you really can't make
out. What the fuck is this?
Right? So, this clipboard empty. So, when I was, I picked up the clipboard, too, and I was just kind of looking at it and, like, wondering what I could do with the clipboard. So the second thing I did with the clipboard, because the first thing I did with the clipboard was like throw it up, catch it, throw it up, catch it, throw it, catch it. When the I don't know what the name of the guy is, but this black guy comes in and he starts talking to you about like the things you've done in your past, and he wants you to tell him your story about how you end up here or whatever. I didn't want to hear any of that. So I grabbed the clipboard and I threw it at his face.
Did it hit him?
It hit him. But he didn't react to it though. So it's just like, man, fuck.
A strong black man.
Right?
I was trying to grab the shit out of his hands and slap him, but it wouldn't let me get to him. I was mad.
Let me touch his nose.
Pick his nose.
I got your nose. I got your nose.
Nah, I liked it. I'm wondering, should you play the standing or sitting?
So I originally started standing because I just assumed it would be standing.
Yeah.
And then, like, one of the calibration things was like, oh, get a nice, comfortable seating position. Like, okay. Oh, okay, cool.
Well, then I would recommend a seat with no arms.
Yes.
Because you have to reach to your sides frequently.
Yes. For anybody who's to holster your gun or unholster your gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was definitely, I didn't realize that you could actually change the location of the holster to outside the arm. Until my third playthrough.
What do you mean outside the arm?
So outside the armrest on the chair. Yeah. So like when they tell you to like holster your gun, you could just reach over the armrest and holster it there. And
it's some wide childbearing hips. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Use a mom. But we'll talk about gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like the gameplay?
The movement. I'm torn. Did I want to move myself, or do you like this?
Like, kind of glide. Did that mess you up or anyway?
Only when you jumped off the building and kind of floated into the fucking Jeep. That was the only part that, like, disoriented me. But I was looking at shit, and I want to move in certain places. Yeah. And, I mean, it's pretty much an on-rails game.
Yeah.
With a little bit of side-to-side movement, because you can strafe and shit back and forth.
They allow you to strafe, but the strafe is limited to like point A, point B kind of thing. So I think I actually generally like the movement setup. I didn't play the relax mode, which is
cinematic mode.
Yeah, which I don't know what that means. I don't know what it actually does. But I actually thought it was a really good idea. Like, I didn't get comfortable with the whole strafing.
The cinematic mode probably would have been even more on rails, so you probably wouldn't.
You're right, yeah. You wouldn't have to probably worry about strafing or anything.
You
just kind of.
Or you probably wouldn't have to worry about picking up ammo and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm kind of conflicted about the on rails aspect of the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you enter those arenas, it's like shooting gallery kind of thing. I think that works well for your first playthrough.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that's going to feel.
Replayability.
Yeah, like trying to play the game like again or a third time.
So, I'm sure it's going to be like $60. I would pick this up, but not at full price.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. I get that same vibe from it, too. It's like, oh, this is cool. I definitely like what's happening here. I don't know if the technology needs to be better before I can fully invest into this game, or if it is just like, well, this is just what we have right now kind of thing.
For the PlayStation, it's just what we have for now until like the PS5. But with the Vive and the Oculus and all that, I don't know if you've seen the visuals for those, but those are better. But you got to have a high-end PC. So
there is a, this is kind of a tangent, but there is a war game that I cannot, it's like a gladiator game. I can't remember the name of it, but like, you're basically just a gladiator in this ring, and you're fighting other people, and you get swords and like spears and stuff and bows and arrows, and you're just fucking people up. It's like you can like cut off limbs, you can cut off a head, throw it, like have it stick into your sword and like throw the sword with the head on it. Like you can do like a bunch of crazy stuff on that. Anyway, so overall, I think this game is in a very good direction. I think this is the most AAA PSVR game that we will have,
story wise anyway. Because I mean, Firewall is pretty good. I didn't play
Firewall. We missed that. But yeah, so that was pretty much the games that we've been playing. So before we get into the gaming news, we have a word from our sponsor, Red Stripe.
What's good, y'all? Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure that you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, then tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, friends, loved ones, hated ones, your Uncle Jim, I don't know. Every little bit helps. And after you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you've already done all this, well done. Platinum trophy achieved.
And we are back. Did you enjoy that? Are you refreshed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Another red stripe, please.
Ah, gotcha. Another word from our spelling now. All right. First up for the quick hits. Number one, someone made an awesome Final Fantasy VII Remake boss fight in Dreams.
That's fucking wild.
It looks really cool.
I wish I was that goddamn creative.
Yeah.
You could tell me to make some shit, but I would not think to make something like this on my own. Yeah, I'm not.
Really and truly, I'm the same way. Like, when it comes to making stuff in games, it's just like, I have all the stuff in front of me.
You make some basic ass shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I make a building, I guess. You make a
caveman ass hut. That's what I did when I tried to play, like, Minecraft and all that shit. I just made me a fucking empty hole in the ground. And, like, a light in the middle. I'm stuck in the Stone Ages and shit. Motherfuckers out here building cathedrals and skyscrapers and shit. Like,
it's like, oh, you can make stairs in this game?
Yeah, I'm...
What? Mm-mm.
I'm not that creative. If you give me direction, sure, but...
Yeah, like, I'm really excited for Dreams, and then seeing something like that, it's like, oh, bet. I can definitely make my SSX game in Dreams.
I want to say somebody made, fuck, was it Crash Bandicoot or some shit in there?
Seriously?
Like, people are remaking other games in this shit.
That's awesome.
And I'm wondering if I should buy it now while it's in early access for $30.
Yeah.
Just to get it out of the way.
Just keep it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. Like, I was definitely thinking about getting the early access version and just, like, having that. Because I think the idea is that once you get the early access, you get the actual game for free.
Or it's paid for. It's just...
Yeah. Right, yeah, or it's paid for, right? All right, number two. Netflix The Witcher trailer... sees Henry Cavill's Geralt battling monsters and Yennefer's transformation, and then we also see Ciri as well.
Ciri. Apple?
No.
Oh.
The other Ciri. The younger
Apple younger Seed.
Ciri. Yeah. Apple Seed. Yeah, so this is really cool. We actually watched a trailer before we recorded.
I had no fucking frame reference because I have not played The Witcher.
Did you say The Witcher?
Now, when I say Yennefer's transformation, what the hell does that mean?
So, okay, so this is actually interesting because the Witcher Netflix show follows the books and not the games.
Yeah.
And my frame of reference for Richard, for Richard, the Witcher, Richard. for Richard, is Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I didn't play 1 or 2 because I didn't have a PC that could play the Witcher 1, and I didn't have an Xbox that could play Witcher 2.
We're sorry, guys.
We're doing the best that we could.
All these goddamn rips.
So like in the game, Yennefer never really transformed. I could be very wrong on this because I played Witcher once. It was a great game. I did not beat it. So maybe she transformed before I beat the game. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. So her transforming, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know she had that ability.
Wait, was that the monster then? The spider or something?
No. Oh. So that's the actual monster that you fight like in game. And at the end of the trailer, we get to see the Witcher Geralt like using his abilities.
Oh.
So when his eyes went black.
Oh.
So the Witcher, they are they're like semi super soldiers where they're taken from childhood and they are taught the ways of fighting monsters. And they also perform like body modifications, so they're like exclusively trained to fight monsters.
Oh, so Cyberpunk 1628.
There, that's exactly what it is. So, and then we also get to see Ciri, which is also interesting because in the game, Ciri is a lot older than the child that we see in this Netflix show, and in the game. I could be wrong on this. I think there's a loose, like, kind of romantic aspect between Geralt. No. I'm sorry. I take that back. It is very much so a father and daughter relationship. Do not fry me over this, internet. I am sorry.
Because I don't think all 8 of our listeners are going to fry you.
Right? That motherfucker. All right, number 3. EA announces Plants vs. Zombies 3.
Yay.
Are you excited about this, Sean?
I beat the shit out of the first one, like, multiple times.
Really?
Yeah, I liked the first one a lot. I did not play the second one a whole lot just because it got a lot...
handsy with your money?
Yeah, like, I was just like, yeah, fuck all this.
Yeah.
Because the first game was more about skill.
Yeah.
The second one was more about getting all these boosts and shit.
Right,
so,
right.
I'm excited, but I'll temper my excitement.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's an actual game and not a fucking money pit.
Exactly. Yeah, so. I'm definitely at the same place with you in terms of Plant vs. Zombies. I played and loved the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I got the second one. I played a little bit of it, and I was like, I could put this down. I don't really need to play
So I did actually re-download 2.
Really?
Just to try to get back into it, yeah.
Okay, okay. Did you get anywhere into it, or are you just...
I'm like maybe like 5 or 6 levels in. I'm not okay. too far.
Yeah.
They do actually have the beta, or whatever the hell you want to call it, early access for PVZ 3.
Yeah.
But when I tried it, it was full. So.
PVZ 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds dangerous. Also dangerous, but not really. Number 4, Just Dance 2020 is coming out.
4.
Not the Switch. Not the Switch Lite. Not the Wii U. Not Nintendo 64.
You a head ass.
Not GameCube.
You a head ass, nigga.
The Wii.
So
why?
People are still buying this for the Wii, apparently, year after year. So apparently enough people are buying it for them to still be publishing it. And the Wii U is backwards compatible, so you could it makes sense to make it for the Wii.
Yeah.
And then people can still play it on their Wii U.
Right. That's true. That makes sense.
If people aren't stupid, that is.
Yeah. I hear if you tape it to the back of your Switch, you can play it on the Switch as well.
Oh. Yeah. No. They are releasing it for the Switch, though.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
But
forget that life hack, guys.
So enough people buy it, as well as, like, people actually still use the Wii in, like, children's hospitals and, like, regular adult hospitals for, like, physical therapy and stuff like that. So, yeah, there you have it.
Okay.
Financially, somehow, it still makes sense to be publishing this one game.
You know what? I accept your reasoning. That makes sense to my lizard brain. All right. Number 5. PUBG releases their first cinematic trailer, and it is dark as fuck.
It didn't make sense in the beginning.
No. Yeah, no. No, it didn't. So, this trailer, I don't know. The guy's name is unknown. First name unknown, last name Battlegrounds. So, you're put in the view of him as a child. And he's in this war-torn environment.
Island, yes.
He's a last survivor after this bombing wiped out everyone except for him because he was hiding in a bathtub. Points for him. And then you get this like kind of monologue from him as the main character talking about how war is terrible, how there's also other people that are caught up in this, and there is... What is it? What did he call himself?
The first of the lone survivors.
There you go. Yeah. Which is a very weird statement. But yeah, and then you like kind of get this build up throughout the trailer, and you see that he's actually made money for himself by basically...
He's the host of these battle royales games on his island.
Right. So he bought an island, made it a kill island, and then he had people come to this kill island and, of course, kill each other. So they can also feel what it feels like to be the last lone survivor. And also get chicken dinners or some bullshit. I don't know.
He didn't have to fight his way to become the lone survivor, though. He just kind of stumbled upon it.
Right.
Bullshit. But
his parents bought him a really good bathtub.
they're trying to add backstory to PUBG.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts on this? Do you think it is too late?
I don't know what the play numbers are for PUBG versus like Fortnite and Apex right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, they all have their place, just like you have Call of Duty and Battlefield and whatever the hell else the third pillar of first-person shooters is.
Apex?
No. I mean, like, actual team-based or solo. Okay.
Overwatch, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's Overwatch, and people are still playing Counter-Strike, I'm sure.
Counter-Strike, yeah. So. Fuck. Counter-Strike, not Overwatch. Counter-Strike is, like, the first of its kind. But I'm also struggling to figure out why that this was even put out in the first place.
It's not needed.
Yeah, unless they're going to be like, oh, we're releasing a story mode for PUBG, guys. Get excited.
Anybody who was playing it didn't need to see this. Anybody who was not, it didn't show anything to reel you in.
So. Exactly. So, yeah, I just don't know. But... You know, that is what it is.
That's it for the quick hits.
That is it for the quick hits. So, first up on the heavy hitters. Today, it is July 20th.
Mm-hmm.
12:48 p.m.
Okay.
A mere few hours ago, we'll say 3 o'clock in the morning, I happened to be on YouTubes. Why was I up so early?
Why were you on YouTube and not Pornhub?
You know what? I have my priorities mixed up. So, I happened to be on YouTube, and I see this video put out by Rooster Teeth's channel, Inside Gaming, talking about leaked Avengers gameplay release. I'm like, oh, shit. I got to look at this. So, they talk about it. I find the links. I watch the video. I watched the two videos. Because the second video, it's titled Avengers Gameplay Leaked Part 2. I almost got caught by the security guards, so this is going to be the last one.
Wait, that was the title?
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much the title. But I watched the two videos, and I took a couple notes on what I saw comparing to what they showed.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, the game feels like a less-end version of God of War.
Mm.
Yeah, the combat of the game.
Who are they controlling?
Like that. So, the gameplay footage pretty much went through all the characters. So they first start with Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Thor has the hammer. We're all expecting Kratos. How is that going to feel compared to? How's it going to look compared to Kratos? And it's very, very much so nowhere near that.
Yeah, okay.
While the person was playing as Thor, they ran into a situation where they could help a citizen that was like under a bus, very similar to like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see. It's like, okay, there's a lot of quick time events in this game.
How did he get the bus off him?
Thor. He just Thored it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's different from Hulking it because there's yelling when it's Hulking all the time.
Okay.
It's weird. But yeah, so the combat system seemed pretty basic and it felt a little rough. I don't really know why they didn't show us this gameplay footage and say that this is like alpha gameplay.
Because some people don't know what that is.
Right.
Like alpha. They don't know how to interpret that. They think that's final.
Yeah. True. True.
But they just go shitting and trashing on the game. And
yeah. See, but I feel like if they showed us this gameplay, we'd be understanding what kind of game this is to tamper our expectations. So, so they start with Thor. He was doing combos. It seems like every character has a specific type of moves.
Yeah.
So you have your combos. You have your like finishers. Like after you do a combo, the person at low health, you could do a finisher on them.
So it's probably like one button.
Pretty much.
A jump button, attack button, and then your special.
Right. You might get like a heavy and light attack kind of thing. And then your special, yeah. So you start with Thor. He does his Thoring stuff. He throws a hammer. He's like hitting people really far away with the hammer because he's so strong. He got the muscles.
And calling it back.
He calls it back too. He throws the hammer at somebody and it like pins him against the truck. Should have really just obliterated their body, but sure, it pins him against the truck. And then he like does combos without his hammer. Seems really basic. Like he has a 3-hit string.
Yeah.
And it's just that 3-hit string. And then he kicks the hammer bag. He does his like super move, which is he basically makes everybody float. And then he just hits him with electricity. Yeah, it's not amazing. Like, it wasn't amazing to watch. After Thor, you get Iron Man. Iron Man is doing the Iron Man thing where he's flying in a suit. Like, you start off doing the, like, flying thing. And you're like, shooting people while you're flying. Looks fine. After that, he gets on the ground, starts fighting people normally, which is weird because he can just fly over them. Whatever. He does the Iron Man thing. There wasn't anything super spectacular about him other than the fact that he's projectile based.
Yeah.
And like there was one point where he did his like little rockets from Iron Man.
Wrist rockets.
Yeah. Two, I think. I don't know. Whatever. He blew up some stuff. And then he pretty much ended his section with his Unibeam chest Kamehameha wave. So that was all right to look at. It was fine.
And then they're gonna need to wow me with this.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly how they're gonna pull that.
That might be why they didn't show it off. It didn't look spectacular.
Yeah. So after that was Hulk. Hulk was probably the most fun to watch because he is the Hulk, and literally the first like he jumps out of a plane, lands down as a Hulk, starts wrecking people.
Wait, does he jump out as a normal Bruce Banner?
He does the jump out normal and then lands as Hulk thing. Yeah. Did you see the meme where they take that footage? They take the footage from the trailer that they showed, but then they splice it with the footage from the
movie
where he just like bounced off the ground because he couldn't make Hulk die. Shit is hilarious. But yeah, so he becomes a Hulk and he's like wrecking people and he grabs his person, basically use the person as a weapon and like hitting other people and
beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Yes. So that shit was awesome to watch, and that was like, I laughed out loud. That was cool.
I'll give it a look.
Yeah. So after the Hulk, he did his like gamma clap thing. He did a bunch of ground pounds. He
clapped them cheeks.
He clapped someone's cheeks.
Gamma twerking.
Did not survive. So yeah, after him, they showed who else is in that? Oh, they showed Captain America. Captain America's shield. I like what they did in this game with the shield.
Yeah.
Because he can throw it and it can bounce off multiple people before coming back to him. But he can also throw it at a person and have it bounce back, like just one person. But then he can hit the shield back. So like, it seems like if you are skilled with your button presses, you can actually combo the shield off people before like catching it, kind of thing.
Okay.
So that was cool. And then they showed Black Widow.
Does she have knives at least? Guns? Something? She just straight hand-to-hand combat?
So disappointing. Her section was just like, literally, now you're Black Widow. Run, 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 run. Parkour, parkour, parkour. Jump. And then, so the bad guy in this game, for what we know so far, is Taskmaster. Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
So she jumps on the back of Taskmaster, and they're like doing stuff in the air, fighting each other. But like, it was...
She's not supposed to be able to keep up with all these motherfuckers. Like, that ass, she's not a superhuman.
Right. Like, her part was probably the weakest part.
Like, I'm sure Krillin could beat her ass. Like,
yeah.
Krillin is strongest human.
You're right.
She's just literally a secret spy with martial arts.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. So, like,
we can sub her out for Bruce Lee, bro. Like, really, really. Bruce Lee. Like, really, really.
That's actually true. So, like, her stuff was kind of disappointing to see. But overall, I think the game looks fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I also feel like they should have probably cut together a gameplay trailer, but like
with some
like
actual good players playing it.
Yeah. Or like a 1 minute trailer kind of thing. Like this whole gameplay trailer was about 12 minutes long, and that's not even the whole thing.
But that's what somebody just recorded. Who was playing?
No idea. It was from whoever was making it. Crystal Dynamics.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. It looks interesting. If you can check it out, go check it out before it gets taken down, because it will definitely get taken. Actually, you know what? By the time you hear this, it will definitely be taken down.
You can't take anything down from the internet.
That's true. So next up,
Call of Duty Modern Warfare's 2v2 gunfight mode was they released another little trailer. What was that, like 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to pick this up on day one.
Oh yeah,
this looks like a you know, on the ground, realistic, no fucking double jumping jetpack.
Nope. I can't wait.
On top of the roof ass bullshit, whatever. Like, Call of Duty lost me after Advanced Warfare and Ghost.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was off that train by that point. And I was like, there's no need for me to go back. Like, I didn't go back until World War II. World War. Jeez, that's a lot of W's. That game.
But I like the actual modern setting. All of these turn like super futuristic, and I guess it's fine, but it wasn't Call of Duty.
Exactly. Like, I can entertain going back into the past.
Yeah.
But my bread and butter is like Modern Warfare.
Okay.
So I'm so happy that they're doing
current.
This game. Current, yes.
They need to come out with a Call of Duty Current Warfare. but no, the guns sound amazing in this game. The movement.
So real quick.
Yeah.
To the uninitiated, what is gunfight?
Okay, so gunfight is a mode where each time your team wins, like, a round, they give you a randomized gun for the next round.
Right.
And in this one, it's just you and a partner versus somebody else and their partner.
Right. So, yeah, as you were saying, like, every time the round ends, everyone gets the same, like, random gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the video that we saw, there was what, LMGs and rockets or something like that?
LMGs, rockets, revolvers.
Yeah, it goes through all the weapons. It looks really fun. I cannot wait to be mad at that game because I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
It looks like you can reload while you're aiming down scope this time.
Which looks, oh my gosh. That's so great. That's so great. I'm so excited for this game. What I'm not excited for is Watch Dogs Legion. Actually, no, that game is fine. But Watch Dogs Legion is crowdsourcing music from fans via Joseph Gordon-Levy's media company's Hit Record. So okay. This has turned from basically people are mad at Ubisoft and Ubisoft partnering with Fan Record to have music from the fans in the game.
I guess it's just their way to take a step back and have a hands off to mitigate damage if, you know, they're like, well, Hit Record chose this, not us.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, okay. All right. I'm scratching my head, guys, because this is a doozy. So, Ubisoft has partnered with Hit Record before for a unique promotion around user-generated content, this time for Watch Dogs Legion. Hit Record is asking the community to collaboratively create 10 songs that's going to go into the Legion game. And it's going to be on basically the radio stations or like just throughout the game as you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Hit Record will also pay $2,000 per song. So that's $10,000 total. And the $2,000 will be split between
just $20,000, but 10 songs, $2,000, $20,000.
Huh.
That's no child left behind for you folks. So they'll pay $2,000 per song. It'll be split amongst the people who contribute to it. They will also have their names put into the game's credits.
I did the math, Sean. You are correct. It is $20,000.
Some people, including the game's designer, Mike Biffle, who worked on Thomas Was Alone and John Wick Hex, are speaking out against this partnership. Specifically, Biffle said he takes issue with the use of spec work, which is basically labor done for free with the hope of future payment.
Right. So what he is saying is that he is upset with the fact that Watch Dogs is trying to get free work out of its fans versus going to established people and having them make the music. So
this is in hopes that your shit gets picked, hopefully, basically. Or you get chose to work on.
Right. So if your stuff is what they like, then you'll get put into this whole collaborative environment and you'll be working with other people to put together this song.
I mean, that like the music industry now, people put out shit for free in hopes of getting signed or getting paid to begin with.
Yeah. Like,
I get it.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, I could see both ways. I could see why, because Mike Biffle is a game developer. I could see why he is upset at this based off of his experiences. But at the same time, I think he's kind of missing the fan side of it, where, like, a person who, like, Doug really loves Watch Dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure Doug would be excited to see his name in the credits for that game.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you have the whole idea that if you make this thing and it gets into the game and other people play the game, likes the game,
yeah,
and likes that song specifically,
they might seek you out.
Yeah, they might reach out to be like, hey, we really like your music, would you like to start working in the industry? We're at our game.
I mean, I get where it sucks for the people who don't get picked, but
true. I mean, but that's pretty much life. Like, if you enter a contest and you put like 20 hours into a piece and you don't get picked, then all right, sorry.
They should have just called it a contest.
Yeah. So
that would have simplified it.
So just moving through the article. So Jordan Levy said that honestly, this concern is sort of painful to hear. He said in a post to Medium, "It's not at all how I think our community's creative process is. I do think part of the disconnect is of simple misinformation. So I think it is people are looking at this for face value and not actually doing any research.
Okay.
And people are just
outrage culture."
Yes, exactly. Because I mean, it's so funny because like normally I'd just be like, yeah, this shit is fucked up. But actually, like looking at it, it's like if I was a kid, if I was younger, this would be awesome. So, yeah.
Anywho.
It is what it is.
Southwest Airlines.
Ooh, Southwest. I love Southwest.
They gave an entire plane of people heading to San Diego all free Nintendo Switches along with a copy of Mario Maker 2.
Fucking rich kids.
That was my first reaction.
No, why didn't they do a Spirit, huh? Why didn't they do a Spirit or Frontier?
Terrible. Or Ryanair. They didn't actually give them the Switches on the airline, like on the flight. They all gave them vouchers and they could take it to, I think it was GameStop or some shit like that.
Interesting.
Nintendo apparently has done this before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with another, I don't remember what it was. It was something else in the past. Yeah. Like when they had to
do 3DS,
the Wii U maybe? Or some shit. Oh, I don't know, but damn.
Yeah, right.
Like you said, fucking rich kids. You're right. Now people are going to be flying back and forth on airlines hoping to get free shit.
Exactly, right? but I mean, all according to Southwest play.
I mean, that's a cool little promotion.
Yeah, that's really cool, though. It's a welcome surprise, but I feel like on the face of it, it is kind of a weird move to make. Because you got to think about it. Like, not everybody on that flight are gamers.
They'll gift it to their grandson or some shit.
Or even nephew. Know what that is. They might get it and be like, okay, this looks like an ad for a Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
It's good marketing. I don't want this. It's just good marketing.
It is good marketing, though. Yeah, I agree. All right. So, last up, Overwatch. You heard that? Heard about that game before, Overwatch?
I still ain't buy it yet.
Well, before you buy, you should probably listen to this story. Because Overwatch is getting a new role queue system for ranked and pro play.
Okay.
Actually, it should be for ranked and quick and pro play.
Casual.
Yes. Yeah. So, this... So, I did some reading on this because I haven't played Overwatch in forever.
Did you download it yet?
Yes. I still have it on my system.
I shall play it today.
But I have not gotten a single invite from Doug or Marcus to play. So
it's because they're racist.
Could be. Could be. They don't like Jamaicans. So I'm giving them from this podcast exactly 2 hours before I remove that game from my console. All right. So this queue system now, this is actually a reaction to what was happening in pro play where pro teams were actually doing this GOAT composition.
Yeah.
Which is basically you have six people on your team.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they have three tanks. Tanks are, they have a lot of life. They don't do as much damage, but they can consistently put out damage.
Yeah.
So they have these three tanks and they have these three healers. And they basically just run through the team with this.
Now, how far back are the healers? Do like the tanks have some type of barrier or some shit where you can just shoot past them and just shoot the healers?
It just depends on the type of healer. So like some healers like Mercy have to be pretty close to the tanks to actually do the healing. While as other tanks like Ana, she basically, when she shoots you, she heals you. So she can shoot enemies and do damage to them. But if she shoots her teammates, she heals teammates.
Hmm.
And she's a sniper. So she can be far back healing her teammates.
How... Well, she got a DMR or some shit? Or she shoots rapidly?
Yeah, like her sniper rifle is, it's not a bolt action. It's semi-automatic. So like you can get a couple shots. Yeah. And then she also has other skills. Like if she is semi-close, she has like a healing grenade that heals her teammates, but also damages the other team.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So like there's a mix up in terms of the healers, in terms of like how far they have to be.
So how far could she be technically to where me on the opposing team, I could not hit her? Like, is there a laser bullet streams type shit where you can see where somebody's shooting so you can see where the healing is coming from?
Her sniper rifle has a tracer on it.
So is this a case of just shit opposition not being able to take out the healers before the tanks get to them?
So I don't know if I can answer that question. Personally, I think like, yeah, maybe. I think this might just be a situation where it's just like, these pro people are using a tactic that works.
A new tactic, and people haven't figured out a counter to it yet.
Exactly. But apparently, in the actual scene, it's been really bad because fans have even booed at this kind of team setup.
Okay.
So, Blizzard has responded to this with this new role queue system. And basically what this role queue system is that before you get into a match, before you queue for a match, mm-hmm. you have to pick your role. So you can either be damage, support, or tank. You have an idea of what those three things are.
Yeah.
So once you pick that role, you are stuck in that role for the entire match. So if you are playing with a team, you can switch out your characters, but that character has to be within that role that you selected. So a lot of people are thinking that this is a little too restrictive for
I would have let the community figure it out.
Yeah, so that's sort of the idea of what they're doing, because this whole system isn't going to be released to everyone. It's going to be put on their PTR server first.
Player test.
Yeah, and then that's going to be like figured out first. And once it's good there, then it's going to be pushed out to the public. So with this system now, people, as I said, are upset. I totally understand their anger over this. Mm-hmm. I feel like this system should have been put strictly for rank play, not in quick play.
Yeah.
Because people who are trying to play for their ranking are going to play rank play. They're not going to play quick play.
Yeah.
So the fact that they pushed it everywhere.
Do you know how long they've been using the strategy?
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. But it gets worse in a way, because certain heroes were designed as hybrids. And now, like, for example, tanky healers like Brigitte.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, those type of characters are going to be reworked now to fit more so in one of the roles.
Okay.
So if you really love your character like Brigitte, because I can't think of, I think Mei is a solid. No shit. Mei's going to get tweaked too. Fuck. Well, not playing that game anyways. But yeah, so like those characters are going to get worked on and tweaked on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of backlash from this. I don't know if this will even actually make it out to the public. They're saying it will, but I feel like if there's enough backlash,
yeah,
they're not going to like hurt their fan base. They're not going to do that. So for all you Overwatch players out there, talking to you and not you, talking to Marcus and Doug, we're sorry. But if you ever get bored, there's Dragon's Dogma.
Turn that shit off. We got time for one more thing, maybe.
Let's do it.
How about that Stadia?
Stadia?
They're streamlining their service. They're going to have a free monthly game a la PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live Gold.
Wait, what?
So they're going to have a free game every month?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I misinterpreted that. I thought you were saying that they're actually going to have
a PlayStation a la game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have a free game. They're going to have a free game every month.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what?
So I wonder where those games are going to be coming from.
Yeah, because it's not like they have a huge backlog of old-ass games like Sony does and Xbox.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, I guess they'll strike a deal.
Yeah. That's actually really, really interesting.
Or are we going to get like newer, just a couple month old games for free once a month? Or are we going to get bullshit? Well, I can't call indie games bullshit, but are we going to get indie games for free every month?
I think there's going to be a combination of like a big Ubisoft title, because Ubisoft is giving their games out to everybody. And then it's going to be like an indie title kind of thing. That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool. You know what? More power to them. They're trying to put even more importance on their console, which is needed. Okay.
How about
That's cool. That's cool. All right. So with that, I think we're good.
Okay.
Because we're almost at the hour mark.
Is that the PG we're good, or the national you good? You good?
Hard to say sometimes. Hard to say. Because it could be both. But what is also both? Actually, it's not both. Fuck, I don't know. I don't have any segues for it. All right. This has been another episode of Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you miss any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressxnumber2start.com. Until next time.
Ross Glad Scotch Bonnet.
The D-Wine.
Peace.